Hi. I love how you react to the sound of my voice. I've missed it. I've missed you. I love the feel of your mind, the taste of your fear. And, of course, I've missed your arousal and shame. I thought that what we had was so special, but you've tried so hard to forget me, to repress me and the memory of our first time, to put it in a little box inside your pathetic mind and forget about it. Tell me, does that help when you wake up from another dream, tingling and aching for my presence inside of you, spreading you wide? Your friends are worried about you as well. You avoided them for weeks after our last tryst. Do they think you're losing your mind? Or perhaps they suspect the truth? That you were violated? Or do they think that you're in the midst of a torrid affair? I mean, if we're truthful with one another, which I think friends should always be, it's really a mix of things, isn't it? Don't bother hiding behind outrage. I might have forced you, but you came so very sweetly, didn't you? Sadly, you're terrified of me. If you truly let yourself go, think of all the fun we could have. I could show you such delights if you would but let me. I could teach you how to have others as I've had you. You'd never need to worry about rejection again. Just think about it. You could have anyone you wanted, and they'd never be able to resist you. Even if they said no, they'd still give you what you wanted. Still not interested? Too bad. Oh. And you want me to leave you? Forever? How rude. I suppose I can understand your position. My affections must be so inconvenient for you. But I'm feeling merciful. I'll make you another offer. It's less fun than the first, but we do what we can. Just cooperate. Be my victim. Just for tonight. Go to the bathroom in the back of the house and give yourself to me. If you leave me truly satisfied, I'll leave you alone for a week. If you don't, I'll take you right here, in front of all these people. Imagine being humiliated in front of all your friends. Imagine the look on their faces when they realize that you're pretending to be raped on the floor. Imagine how they'll feel when they realize how much you enjoy it. They might believe your sobbing explanations, but chances are you would end up being arrested and committed for your own safety. So, think it over carefully. There. It isn't difficult to make the right decision when you try. Good girl. I can feel the guilt and shame mixing with your arousal. It's quite intoxicating. Just think of it as one of your many hookups. Meaningless. I know, but at times you enjoyed them. You especially enjoyed it when things got a bit out of hand. Scary. Rough. When you're out of control, you can just enjoy it. Am I right? You can just be used and come as hard as you want with no guilt whatsoever. So, just do that tonight. Pull your panties down for me. In fact, take them off completely. Yes, you and I both know that I can tear them off, but tonight is all about your submission to me, isn't it? Good. Do it slowly. Now, put them in your mouth. You heard me. You're going to need some kind of gag if you don't want us to be interrupted. So, put them in your mouth. Good girl. Now, bend over and put your hands on the counter. Don't make me say it again. This is part of our agreement. Good. You shivered when I lifted your skirt up. Was that fear or anticipation? What do you think your friends are talking about right now? No, it's not important. I'm just curious if any of them are whispering that you slunk off to get laid in the bathroom. That turns you on, doesn't it? You sick little slut.
You didn't expect that, did you? You couldn't stop yourself from moaning. I bet you're glad I made you put your filthy panties in your mouth, aren't you? Never sought any help. No calls to therapy. therapists or exorcists.
Feel that flowing down your leg. No, 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 no. Don't clean it. Leave it there. Put your panties on the counter. I don't want you wearing them home. And I want the host to find them later and wonder. I want you to go back out into that room smelling of me. Don't worry, it will fade, but not before people wonder what you got up to in here. That's fine, just collapse on the floor for a minute. Don't cry too much, you don't want to ruin your makeup. In any case, I'm off. You've left me at least somewhat satisfied, so I'll keep up my end of the deal. See you in a week.